you may have stumbled upon it all on your own. Many guys experience and not even realize they have. After all, the entire courting and dating scene is fraught with it, isn't it? Unless you meet a lot of girls willing to bed you on the first date. Sure, they're out there, but along with them comes a multitude of concerns, doesn't it? Perhaps you were introduced to it by a more experienced partner, or perhaps your mistress. Regardless of your introduction, you are here because you love or you are curious about orgasm edging. Maybe you're addicted to having your cock teased and controlled. The rush you get, feeling your orgasm build and build. You try to stay on that edge and delay your orgasm again and again. That feeling of imminent orgasm, but knowing the exact right time to stop. But now, stroker boy, doing it alone has evolved into something less than erotic, and you crave to have a sexy woman guide your masturbation, to take control of your cock and do whatever she wants you to do. Yes, you are firmly entrenched by your addiction. Now the not knowing when she will allow you to come is an added excitement. Giving up control adds an erotic element. How you will stroke, when you will stroke, and when that glorious, explosive orgasm will be permitted. Yes, give me control, and all you have to do is concentrate on my voice. Concentrate on holding that cum and controlling my cock. Are you curious about all this orgasm edging talk? As I see it, there are a few classifications for edging stroker boys. The reason guy, the experimental guy, and the guilty guy. And of course, all of them have an element of submission to them. The reason guy. He has a reason why he is interested in edging, and a good one to boot. Sexual performance. He has an issue with premature ejaculation, and try as he might on his own, he is unable to delay his orgasm for more than just a few minutes. You and I know that type of behavior will find you alone over and over. Am I right, ladies? If you want a woman to be completely satisfied, then learning to delay your orgasm is a must. Orgasm edging makes you a better lover, period. And you want this, and trust me, she wants this. Or he, whichever. The experimental guy is a lot of fun. He devours all kinds of sexy information on various kinks and tries them on for size. And in his travels, he's found edging sex. He loves to share his newfound games and is looking for an experienced professional to teach him orgasm edging tips. Again, giving up control of your cock to me and having the element of surprise to get you where you're going. Now, guilty guy is an interesting guy. His guilty feelings can stem from just having sexual urges, masturbation, and feelings that he does not deserve an orgasm for one reason or another. He needs help and guidance to be told what to do and when to come to soothe his guilty feelings. I'm sure there are other major themes out there regarding what kind of guys enjoy a long tease and delay, but what I know is many, once introduced to edging, become addicted to it. The anticipation, the lack of control, and the time between orgasms becoming longer and longer. they start to crave riding that crest of etching over and over, knowing once allowed to orgasm, the intensity of that orgasm is off the charts. So what kind of edging guy are you? Interested in mastering the art of self-love? Are you impressing a lady in your life or just giving up control to your mistress? Call me today and tell me all about it. Mistress Erica, 1-800-601-6975. Happy stroking.